the identity of like being a yachtie.
Okay.
This is, you know, what I've been doing for 15 exactly. years. This is who I am. So in that sense, that takes a long time to shift. And when you're in that identity and when you're in that, when you've embodied those feelings, it's quite difficult to see outside of that. It's almost like I call it like the employee mindset. Mm-hmm. Because when you're used to being paid a certain wage.
I think I like that word better than identity. I think it's the yachty mindset.
The yachty mindset. Okay. Yeah. And that kind of encapsulates it, because you get paid, you get holidays, you know where you are. And that mm-hmm. becomes the norm. That becomes, you know, everyday life.
And but I have to take say, within the yachty mindset, that is one of the things that I wanted to keep part of the mindset of, like, you know, part of the lifestyle, I guess, of like, okay, I'm moving away from this yachty lifestyle, but I do love certain parts of that lifestyle. What can I take with me? How can I recreate parts of that lifestyle, which I am doing now, where I detect my own hours. I don't even have to, you know, because in yachting, you still have, you know, people dictate your hours. But I love the fact that I was a nomad. I love the fact that I could, as a freelancer, I could just take off and do whatever I wanted, come back work whenever I wanted. And basically I have recreated that within my business, where it's like, if I feel the energy of creative at midnight, I'm like going away like crazy. And I wake up at 8, I'm like, no, I'm going to go to the beach. You know, so I allow myself to have that lifestyle that was built within the yachting industry, but obviously recreating it on a different platform. Because I think that is one of the hardest things also, or challenging things, where you're in yachting, it's like you become accustomed to the nomad life, you know, and for some people that life will be forever. Like, I feel like I'm a nomad. I've always been a nomad. So it's not like something that's going to change just because I left yachting. That's probably why I even got into yachting in the first place, you know, because it was an amazing opportunity to continue to develop that sense, feeling, that want of nomad life. And then there's obviously people that do want that more stable, family, kind of like, you know, grounded lifestyle. So I don't know. Yeah. But at least for the people that I have talked about, most of them want to continue to have that same lifestyle, just obviously not being inside a boat anymore.
Yeah. But that's quite interesting, because I have a few clients and they talk to me a lot about structure, how mm-hmm. they're used to having someone tell them like what to do, what time, right. this and that, what time to have lunch. You take that aspect away and it creates this vacuum. It's like, what do I do now? What am I meant to be doing? And I think that takes a transition, because I think when I left it, when I quit my job in December, it was very odd the first month, because I didn't know quite how to structure my day, if that makes sense. It's quite mm-hmm. simple, but when you've been an employee for so long, that's all you've known. Right. So I was kind of making up my own rules as I went. But mm-hmm. for me, that was quite uncomfortable and uneasy, because I didn't know if I was doing enough or not doing
right
a lot. It was very I was doing too much. It was very weird for me. And I think that it comes back to what you were saying, is that when we've got that safety net, when we've got that big pot in the bank, when we've got that security, I think there is that tendency to lose your hunger. But when that's mm-hmm. gone, there's almost like, right, I better get to work now. I better start making calls. I better start getting out there. So I think there's that aspect. But I would say to people is that the sensible way is to transition. So I think there's a happy medium between mm-hmm. having no money and having a pot of money, but actually the money you're making and generating, if you got, like, maybe not in the summer season, but outside of that, put in some time to build a business or train in a different area to transition out.
I feel like there's no right or wrong way.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, whoever tells you this is the way is just fucking bullshitting you. Like, you're unique. You have your own things that you have to go through, lessons you need to learn. You know, what I do believe the key to all of it is having support. Because through all this, I did have support. I had my coaches. And never once they told me, Marianne, you need financial security. Go bust your ass another season. Sure. Never did they ever said that to me. They were like, let's work on what's happening coming up now, you know, and just having that support allow me to transition. And by the way, this wasn't like a month transition. I had support, years of support with these people, you know, and my friends were like, wow, you pay thousands and like I was paying my coaches 10 grand for 3 months, you know, every 3 months. And people are like, oh my God, that's ridiculous amount of money. I was like, but I see the difference. I feel like they're worth more, to be honest, because they have helped me so much. You know, so for me, for years and years, whether I was still, because like I said, the transition took me years. It wasn't like a month, 2 months. It took me years because there was so much to it. But also I've been a long time in the yachting industry. So that may also, you know, be part of it. But I was with my coaches for many, many years within the yachting industry until I transitioned, you know, and I think that is the key to transitioning. It's having the right support for you. You know, it's not having this amount of money, unless obviously that's what you need. You know, if you're a person that needs financial security to make the jump, fuck, get that. That wasn't my case. I had the money. I was still not making the jump. I was on the other side where I needed to be put in the place of like, what you need to learn is to fucking trust. Yeah. And having money in the bank doesn't allow you to trust. So that's where I was. I mean, that doesn't mean while I had the money, I had my own apartment. You know, I did smart choices. You know, I invested, I did all this stuff. But what I'm saying is like to actually transition, money wasn't the key for me. So it may be the key for some other people. It may not be. But for me, what I really feel that is crucial is to have support in that transition, because like you said, you know, like when you're alone, you're just like in your mind and you're not objective of things. You're just like in it, right? And you're like with your fears and with all your crazy mindsets and blocks and shit. And when you have somebody else coming in and, you know, holding your hand and supporting you and like help you discover what's within yourself that needs nurturing, that needs attention, then you're like, oh, okay. And, you know, for me, it wasn't just one coach. I had different type of coaches for different types of things that were happening in my life. But yeah, I think that's the biggest thing when you want to leave anything, but we're talking yachting. It's like, get the support, you know, like, I mean, people like Dean, you know, they do this, you know, they support people to transitioning. At the time I was doing it, there was no yachting coaches. You know what I mean? Now there's a few, which is amazing to see, because it's really cool to have a coach that knows exactly what you have been through, you know, that have been on a small cabin, that understands what happens inside a boat. You know, there's this resonance, you know? So I think that's really good, you know, to have that in the industry. People that really understand, you know, I had different coaches, but it would have been interesting to see what a coach who had been in my place would have been like, you know, to have. So, sure. Yeah.
And that's huge as well. It's not only the support, it's the accountability, because it's very easy for me to say, I give an example. When I was in about a year ago, I was saying, I'm going to do this. I'm going to leave that. I'm going to better myself. I'm going to become a coach, but they were just words. They were my form of escape. And if I said it, it was kind of half true. And I think you're so right. It's that support and the accountability, you know, someone to say, you know, what have you been doing this week? The tasks that we kind of agreed, where are you? How are you doing? What came up for you? What didn't quite work? And then you have that step by step. I always use the analogy of a gym instructor. You know how to use the equipment, you know the exercises,
right? Yeah,
so why have one? But they're there, they're kind of pushing you that extra rep, they're pushing you, and they're there, you know, they're watching you. And exactly. Sometimes that is such an important part of coaching, the accountability side and the support, of course, but accountability is something that I wanted to add with what you were saying, because yeah. it's so true. Support is everything. And that community, because I find that sometimes there's a lot of when I say black sheep in the family, you know, maybe they're thinking something but a little bit afraid to come out with it because everyone else is thinking in a different way. So I feel that mindset and things like that doesn't really get talked about that much in the yachting industry, but mm-hmm. it happens and people are feeling about it. But I don't think there's huge networks yet that dive into this, which is quite interesting.
So let's talk a little bit about the mindset of, you know, of somebody who wants to exit the yachting industry. Like, what are your tips or insights, you know, okay. within what mindset should you start framing or moving towards to, right? Sure. Because obviously we already know that if you're watching and you're the one person that wants to leave the industry, but yet is not leaving, you can resonate with the fact that either you have some sort of fear, you don't know what to do maybe, or you keep telling yourself excuses, you name them, you know, it doesn't really matter. It's just an excuse just to stop you from, you know, from moving forward, because there is some forward resistance, right? Mm-hmm. That's what it comes down to. You don't move forward because either you don't feel safe, and then you resist that feeling on safetiness.
Sure, absolutely. So I would say the first thing is the awareness, to be aware where you are in your current position. You know, are you happy where you are? Do you need a challenge? Is this industry for you? What are you looking for? Where do you want to be in the next 5 years? All these kind of questions kind of build that awareness. And then from there, I feel that a lot of people get bogged down with the hows. You know, yeah. How am I going to leave the industry? How am I going to make money? How am I going to support myself? You know, how am I going to find my passions? That kind of thing. When yeah. I feel that it's more beneficial at that stage to concentrate on the why. You know, why do you want to leave the yachting industry? Why do you want a different job? Why do you want to go off and do a new challenge? So I feel that that's at its core. So it's the awareness and the why you're doing this. And I think such a big thing is your passion, because there's no point doing something you don't enjoy, because it's going to yield very bad results. You know, you're going to be an underachiever. So a lot of people say to me, well, Dean, how did you find your passion? And I say to them, well, the clue's in the sentence. You know, you have to go out and find it. It doesn't come looking for you. I can't remember a passion that came looking for me. I may have stumbled across it.
But I remember I did an exercise while I was like transitioning. And I remember I was in the crew mess and I was thinking, okay, you know, because like, passion, right? Like people think it's like I have to work on my passion. It's not, it's fucking bullshit. Like your passion may not be your next fucking move. You know what I mean? Like I'm passionate about art. I'm not gonna fucking be a Picasso next day. You know, like that's not where I'm gonna make my money. That's not how I'm gonna serve. I think it's like your genius zone, you know? That's how I like to call it. Because when I think of passion, you know, it's like it has been distorted so badly that it carries so much pressure, just the word, that you're like, oh my God, I have to find my passion, my purpose. It's like, dude, your purpose is to fucking breathe, you know? Mm. Like, just breathe, you know? So it's like, we put so much pressure on ourselves with these simple words that then we become frozen because we're putting that pressure. So the minute I move away from passion, purpose, and all that, which they're all beautiful words and they, you know, they have good meanings to it. But for me, it was like, kind of like putting too much pressure. So I decided, okay, move away from that and really focus on like, what makes you feel good? When was the last time you were like in a place that, and this is literally what I asked myself. I said, when was the last time you were in a place where time just flew? You were enjoying it. You look at the time and you're like, oh my God, this amount of time went by. It didn't feel like that. And you were having a good time. That was it. And then I started to remember all the times. And I said, okay, what is the common theme of all these times? And the common theme was that I was teaching something. whether it was yoga, whether it was service and how to do a table setting, whether it was inner child work, all of them had the one thing in common. I was teaching. So I was like, okay, that's my genius zone. When I'm teaching, that's where I'm in the zone. So now I know what I want to do. I want to teach.
Yeah.
What specifically I want to teach, I can figure that out later.
Sure. Yeah.
Right? So it's like understanding. It was like, because like for me, passion was like too much. It was like, no, I'm passionate about a lot of things that are not my businesses. You know? So for me, it's like, no, of course, like you said, at the end, yes, am I passionate about teaching? Of course I am. But at the moment, being passionate about it was like, it was too much. It was okay, no, where am I in my genius zone? Where am I in the zone? You know, it's like, okay, teaching. So now I'm like, okay, what do I want to teach? What brings me joy when I teach about something? And I was like, okay, I like to teach about this. I like to teach. And that's what I'm doing. I teach. That's what I actually do. And when I look back at my yachting career, this is why I became a head of department, because I love teaching. And that's basically what a head of department essentially should be doing, teaching others skills, different things. So, you know, for me, that was like very important to understand, you know, and then it's like, oh, okay, this is what I want to do after yachting. I want to continue to teach, you know, and it took the pressure of thinking, having to know exactly the how, right? It's like, why do I want to teach? Because it feels fucking good. That's why. And then I'll figure out what I want to teach. You know, like I thought it was yoga. No, I don't want to teach yoga anymore. That's not me. You know, can I teach yoga? Yes. But, you know, like it was like understanding teaching was the essence of it. You know, so understanding like what is your essence. So really ask yourself, when was the last time you were in your zone? What were you doing? And take three of those times and look at that one common thing that all the three of them have, because there will be something that's common for the person.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's absolutely. Like that came up for me while you were saying passion.
Sure. Yeah. It's almost like you find the area and then it kind of branches off. It's
yeah.
Like, yeah. It's kind of like, oh, go that. No, that's not for me. Like you said about teaching yoga, you could do it, but it's not really, you don't have that loss of time where you're like forget to eat, you're in that flow. That's the kind of word I use. It's a bit of a buzzword, but the area of genius is another brilliant term. And I was like that because I didn't know I wanted to be a coach, but I did know that I love to be creative. I love talking to people. I like writing. I like communicating. So in a sense, the writing was kind of on the wall, but not like it was kind of, I knew the areas and that just kind of grew and went into different parts. So
and for me was another thing was I remember I had Anna Petchel, who's also an exit strategy coach, and she was talking about you know, looking at what you do in yachting. You know, if you're a deckhand, if you're a steward, whatever it is that you do, a captain, whatever, look at the skills, right? It's like, what is it about your job that you actually like doing, that you enjoy the most? Maybe it's organizing. Maybe it's talking to people, like you said. Maybe it's creative, you know? Like looking at those little things, because I remember one time somebody said to me, oh, you know, I left yachting and I feel like I didn't gain any skills. I was like, oh my God, like we just need to like help you sort that out, because you have more skills than you even thought you knew, you know? Because yachting is such a broad job, you know, there's so much to it in such a little space, so it's impossible not to gain skills. It's just impossible. So but then understanding like what skills of the ones you gain you actually do enjoy, that is also, and that with the genius zone, if you put them together, that most of the time will correlate. I don't mean, you know what I mean, color, yeah, whatever that is in English. So yeah, just like little questions that people can ask themselves today of like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like, you know, and like you said, you know, why is so important, you know, not just for living, but for anything. It's not the how, forget it. The how will show itself to you. But when you know the why, when you know why you're doing this, but then there's the why from the place of fear. And then the why from the place of alignment. That's another thing of like, oh, I want to leave Yarim because I'm tired of my boss telling me what to do.
Sure.
Well, that's not in alignment, you know? So it's like the why, the real why, you know, of like, the, in a, let's say the positive whys, you know, versus like the obvious whys, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's very important because a lot of people would ask themselves, why do I want to leave? And they'd be like, oh, well, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the bad food. I'm tired. I mean, hopefully you have good food on board, but, you know, it does happen. You know, so like all these little negative whys that are not really going to propel you and reframe you properly, you know, more of like the why of like, what is it that you want to do? You know, like, what is it that you're looking forward to? Right. Like, because I want to wake up whenever the fuck I want, you know, because I want to be my own boss, because I want to travel more, because I don't want to, I don't know, whatever it is, you know, I don't know what it was for you, but, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. But what's interesting is you use the word alignment and that, you know, listening to your story, that's what happened, because you was in a much different position financially before, but you know, you decided to go then because you felt like your head, your heart and your gut was saying, I'm ready. And that is super powerful. And when you align with something that you said, it doesn't have to be a passion, something that makes you happy, something that brings you joy, something that, you know, makes you feel rewarded, fulfilled. That's the area that it doesn't, you don't have to pinpoint it, don't have to be exact, but that's the area to look in, because that area will show itself and branch off into different ones.
Exactly. So
I think I was the same in a sense. There was a moment when I started studying coaching and I just knew, I don't know, I can't really describe it. I don't think there's a science behind it, but my head, my heart, my gut was saying.
Well, there is a science called brain coherency, and the HeartMath Institute of California studies this. So if you want to know more about it, go ahead and check out their website. But there is a science, and there's a exact frequency that happens when both your brain of the head and your heart brain actually come together, because they have to work together. We are used to having them work separate, but they're meant to work together, you know? So it's like, you know, too much in your head is not good, but also this without this, there's no embodiment of it.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, you're here, but you're not embodying it.
Sure. When I say there's not a science behind it, what I meant is not in the biological form, but in my own mind, because I can't really, everything just married up. You talk about a marriage of the yachting industry, something I can't pinpoint what it was for me, but you're dead right, the idea of the second brain and the gut and how it's linked and the nerve endings, it's the science is clear, but for me it was like I still can't pinpoint exactly what it was, but I'm just so thankful that I gave myself that trust to look into a different area and to go somewhere that maybe before, 6 months before, I wasn't willing to go. And for me, when you find that alignment, you just know it's such an incredible feeling. And it's very difficult to knock someone off their perch when they're aligned. You know, they can be told, no, silly mistake, don't leave. You know, what you're doing, given, you know, leaving your great job. But you just know it's just something that's, you just know. And it's very difficult to me to articulate in words, but it's just a magical feeling. And
it's your intuition, so you know?
Yeah, so powerful.
It's like it's like you said, you just know. That's what intuition is. Like, I know that I know, and that's it. Exactly. But it's cool that science is actually finally catching up to what spiritually and we have always known, you know?
Sure.
And it's like really cool that there's actually science now backing this up for the people that are very scientific, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
Mindset. So what do you think it's, you know, we talked about alignment, we talk about reframing, right? Of like starting to ask yourself questions of like, okay, I want to leave the industry. What's my genius zone? What skills am I good with? Like, and I actually enjoy, because that will give you the clues to know kind of where you might want to end up moving towards to, that may change, but just having a little bit of a guidance and a map, right? Just to have some sort of safety in that sense. And then we talk about really finding that alignment moment, because without that alignment moment, the jump is not going to be real. You're going to jump and you're going to come back, you know, and jump back in.
Yeah.
And, you know, like right now, I just went back to a boat to do a freelance for a friend after 2 years of not working on yachts. And it didn't feel wrong. It didn't feel like, oh my God, I have to go back. I can't believe I'm going back. I can't believe, you know, like before it was like, if I go, I can go back. You know, like if I do go back, then I'll be, it's like a disappointment that I didn't make it, right? And now it's like, no, I go back because I have the ability to choose if I want to work on yachts or not. It's not something that I have to do like it was before. It was like, okay, this is what I've been doing for so long. This is my job. If I want money, that's, this is where I go. Now it's more of like, oh, okay, I'm going to go back. And all feelings came back when my friend asked me. I was like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, wait, let's look at it differently. This is a great opportunity to create content. This is a great opportunity to go back in and kind of like remember what it was like to be on board, because sometimes we forget. You know, so I saw it in that way and I was like, okay, so I was able to like, to dive into it with a different mindset. And never once did I felt, oh, I went back because I wasn't successful at what I'm doing now, you know, which is, I see this a lot where people are like, oh, if I have to go back, you know, they leave and maybe a season or a year later, they're like, they're tied in money or whatever it is. Something happened along the way and they have to go back and they're like, you know, I didn't make it. It's like, I think that that is one of the mindsets that are very important to work around. That is like, if you ever do have the choice and you choose to go back for a season, for a week, for whatever it is, it's like, you shouldn't feel bad about it because you should be grateful that you have an industry that is always available. Always. You know, you can just literally call and you're in. How many people can say that about a job that you can just literally walk out and walk in whenever you want?
Not many.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's and like,
it's super interesting how you talked about that, because their expectation of going back in their mind could be considered a failure in their part. And it's a choice. Like you alluded to it. You can have the mindset of, I'm going back. You know, what will people think of me?
Right.
I haven't succeeded.
And by the way, nobody cares. Nobody's thinking about
it. Exactly. It's only in your head. Exactly. Or you can go back and say, well, actually, there's an opportunity here. Maybe my business needs a cash injection. And as you said, for a month, 2 months, great. Because I'm doing it because I choose to do it. It's a case of it's
going to help. And it's literally like that. Yeah. Like I was like, that's one of the things that I thought. I was like, you know what? It's good money. They're paying me what I want. And I can totally use the monies to invest in my business. Like, why would I not do it? It's 10 days, you know? It's like, and that, but there's this change of mindset around, this is actually something towards my success versus I'm failing. This is why I'm going back.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that that is something that I do hear a lot from people that have exited the industry and having to go back, and they feel like they're going back with their tail behind their legs, you know? It's like, actually, no, you're not.
Yeah.
And to be honest, nobody cares. A lot of people will be happy to have you back anyway, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. So absolutely. And it's a case of having that courage, having that mindset to, you know, want to do something different. And maybe it didn't work out this time. Yet. Mm-hmm. I think that's the key word, yet. It's not like, you know, permanent, this is the end of the story. It's the case of, I'm gonna not use yachting, but it's gonna serve me to get to the next stage. And that's super important. But yeah, it comes down to the mindset. You can look at it one way or you can look at it in the other, and that comes down to choice.
Exactly. So what were we talking? This is what I wanted to ask you. So we talked about reframing your mindset, understanding, like having the awareness, starting to reframe your mindset of like, you know, what success and failure means to you, right? That's very important. And then, and really becoming grateful for the industry that you're in and the ability that, you know, what it allows you to do, You know, the money allows you to make, the quick it happens, the fact that you can go in and out whenever you want, you know. There's no interview process, you know, like a normal 8-to-5 job, you know, it's like 2 weeks to get a job. Here it's like, boom, an hour later, you're on a boat, you know? So it's really, it's amazing, to be honest. And then we talk about alignment, right? To actually make that jump. So what do you feel is the key to starting to move towards that alignment? Versus just like one day it happens, right? Okay. Because it looks like it's one day. Like the people look sure. at businesses, oh, they're a midnight success. No, they're not. They've been busting their asses for 20 fucking years, you know? So what are the keys, I don't know, the three keys you feel that could be something that you can start doing today towards moving towards that alignment?
Okay, sure. And it's interesting that you said that, because in boating terms, it's called the iceberg illusion. People just see the tip of the iceberg. They see exactly. the success, you know, the shop window. They don't see behind the scenes, which is quite interesting. They don't see the failure, the, you know, sleepless yeah. nights. They don't see what goes into building the business, especially in the beginning. There's a lot of work. The three keys. So I would say the first one is actually find your tribe, find your pack, find people that, in a similar area to where you want to go, because community is such a strong thing. And I think when you're transitioning out or moving out, it can feel a little bit lonely. You know, you're you know, if, like yourself, you're moving away from something that you've been married to for 15 years. And, you know, you're going to move towards people that think differently and have different ideas. So I think finding your tribe of people that are in an area that you want to move into is super important.
Yes.
The second thing that follows onto that is the community. You know, like you've built your community, the mermaids, like it's a place where people can get together and learn from each other. And it's a place where people can really support one another. So them two kind of side by side, but I feel that community is the heart of everything. And it should be the heart of a new business. It should be the heart of a friendship, whatever the case. Community is another big thing. The third key, I would say, is it's about believing in yourself, trusting in yourself. I feel that there's this mindset, and I had this especially, is that it's for someone else. You know, maybe leaving the industry with someone. I maybe not smart enough to do something else. Like, you know, this is my lot. You know, I'm 33. Maybe it's a bit too old to teach new dogs new tricks. These kind of things that are running through my head that didn't really make sense to me now. But at the time, it was like excuses again, me putting up walls to prohibit me. So I think believing in yourself and trying different things, you know, going back to what you said, doing the things that you enjoy, finding that area of genius. And it may take a bit of time, but just being patient with it, just exploring different areas, trying different things. And I think those three combined, you're going to move into that alignment naturally. And I think it doesn't require much else than that. But, you know, just doing the things that you enjoy doing, the community, finding people that are in there. A little bonus one I'd put on top is to, if you're looking to transition, find someone that's not a mentor, but maybe like 6 months ahead of you that you can ask, like, how did you do it? What things are working for you? How did you? And I think that could give you a lot of insight and a lot of ideas on how you could then do it. You know, maybe that worked for him, maybe this will work for me. So rather than someone lecturing you, saying you got to do this, you got to do that, I think that's far more of a natural way out, to find someone that's maybe 3-6 months ahead of you and just asking them, you know, what are the ingredients you use to make this perfect cake? So that would be true.
Yeah, because I, you know, what's coming up for me when you're talking is, for me, the alignment part, I feel like it was very important, you know, having that silence within myself, like that time every day, as much as I could. You know, I've been doing this for many years now, like meditating, but I feel like that is one, what was very crucial for me to be able to continuously listen, because the alignment happens when you listen to the intuition, right? And you act on it. The intuition is always there. The alignment is there, but when you listen to it, which is like the full alignment, it's like, okay, I listen, I act it. But for that, you need to become, you need to learn to listen to it. And you listen to it through silence, right? So for me, it's like, yes, I do believe community is very important, because you are in a community, Yarin community. And even though we want to talk shit about the Yarin community, is what sustains it. So whether it's good or bad, or however you want to perceive it, it's part of who, you know, your friends are part of it, you're part of it, you know. So it's a community. You're building, you're in it. So yes, having that like-minded people and that new community that could support you the same way this one supported you through all these years of yachting, it's key, definitely, because you need that support. It's really challenging to do it on your own. But I feel like for that alignment, for me, was like building for many years that listening to my intuition and listening to my intuition, acting on it until it was like, boom. And I was like, okay, done. And I do believe that what you said, you know, asking people, you know, it's like, why would you ask, I don't know, Oprah? She's way ahead. That's not who you need to talk to. Like you said, oh, let me ask Marianne. She's only done it for 2 years. You know, she's been out for 2 years in Yari, because it's more relatable to where you're at. You know, and like you said, everybody does it differently. I did it differently. This other girl, Cherie, you know, she started doing it through affiliate programs. That's how she got out, you know. And other people have done it different ways. So I think it's very, what you said is very true. It's like, ask questions to people that are more close to where you're at, but that have gone further than you are. Because basically that's where you want to go to anyway. So it's like, what do you do that maybe I can replicate or get an idea or inspire to do the same, you know? Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Yeah, asking more questions, you know? People are here to, if you ask, they'll answer most of the time, you know? It's like, if people ask me questions, like all the time, random people ask me random things, not about my product, not about, and I answer, you know? And they're like, wow, that really changed, you know, my mindset about doing this or that. I was like, great. I'm happy I was able to support you, you know? So, Absolutely. Yeah.
And like, I think there's always a formula, right? Like if you see like successful people, they've always got a similar pattern. There's always these patterns that form. And that could be, you know, they get up at a certain time, they exercise, they eat quite well, you know, they have these rituals, they meditate, maybe they have a coach, they have a mentor, they check it. So these kind of things, it's almost like, I describe it like a cake recipe, mm-hmm. right? You've got all the ingredients, but sometimes you need to follow that to make what you're looking for. Otherwise it just ends up with, you know, egg on the wall, stuff like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel that having a window into someone's kind of routine, as it were, and asking questions, because as well, like they're going to have experiences, they could, you asking a question, they could reveal a mistake they made so you don't have to. So that's invaluable. Mm-hmm. That could shave months off your progress and your, you know, moving to where you want to go. So I feel that, yeah, reaching out to people that maybe are a little bit ahead of you, and you know, they want to help, you know, because they were probably given help by their mentor or someone. So it's almost like that chain. And I think that's super true, important. Yeah.
I just heard a podcast, I heard a podcast about this girl saying her mistakes on starting her new business. And, you know, I was like listening. I was like, oh yeah, okay, I done that already. So, and then she said something. I was like, ooh, maybe I don't need to make that mistake. And I was like, I'm gonna do what she's saying that she did that turned out right. And I am so happy that I did. I was like, oh my God, I'm glad that I didn't have to wait 7 years down the road to do this one little thing that now has had a huge impact in my business. So, you know, yeah, just because she shared that and I allow myself to listen and act on it, right? Because sometimes we listen, but we don't act. It made a huge, huge impact in my business. So definitely asking questions about people that are just, like you said, just a little bit further, not too much,
yep.
just enough for you to actually resonate with. Because if they're too far, it's like they're talking a different language, you know?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, one day, but that's not where I am. So, like, give me, like you said, what do I need now so yeah. I can move forward? So, yeah.
Certainly. And, like, I would say, like, maybe there's this, like, I don't know, block or limiting belief that people are scared to ask questions or maybe reach out to people. But in my experience, people like to teach what they know.
Yeah.
So, you know, if someone to drop me a message and say, oh, I'm a bit stuck, I'm more than happy to help because I can resonate with what they're saying. And I feel like, oh, I was been there. And, you know, there were times when I didn't have that. And looking back, I wish I did because I feel that I would be in a much different place. But, you know, if I can pass on any, you know, golden nuggets, then of course I'd love to do that. But I feel that I think I was in a place where I didn't feel comfortable reaching out to certain people. And maybe I thought, well, why do they want to waste their time with me? So I would say to people, just ask, you know.
The worst and it comes down to what you were saying, like believing in yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's key. It's yeah. so key. And if you don't believe in yourself, you know, there's that saying, you know, and this was passed down to me, and it's fake it until you make it. And I don't like that word fake it, but it's like, you know, be it until you see it. And I think that's a better way of doing it, you know.
Yes, I love just, that. Be it.
Just go out there and do it.
Yeah.
Be it until you see it. And I think
and it's true. It's like, that's how you, like, I remember even like when I was, I haven't done this in a while, but I used to do it all the time. Well, when I was like fully permanent in yachting, if I was feeling not good, you know, just like having a shitty day or whatever, I would get into my cabin and just start laughing, fake laughing, because I wasn't really laughing. I was just like, ah, until I actually started laughing. And then my whole mood changed. And it was that. It's like, be it until you, however you said it. What is it? Be it
until you see it, yeah.
Until you see it, yeah. And it was like that. It was like, I was faking it. But then I was actually laughing at the end and my whole energy changed, everything changed. So it's the same with anything. It's true. Yeah. Be it until you see it. Sometimes you have to do it. It's like, are you willing to do whatever it fucking takes to get there? That's the question.
Yeah, that's so true.
So let's talk about, I know you have something coming up to help people transition, apart from obviously your one-on-one coaching, you do have that, correct?
Sure. Yeah.
So what's brewing, what's in the pot, what's happening? Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so I'm teaming up with two of my business partners who we actually met in a community where we studied our coaching accreditation. So we've never actually met in person.
Okay.
They're my business partners, and you know, so lucky to have met them. And you know, in a community where we're doing our coaches, so we're free coaches. And what we're doing like a 12-week course that focuses on the mindset and then the strategies to transition out of, maybe it's your 9-to-5, maybe it's the yachting industry, whatever type of work it is. So yeah, our course is, it's the foundations is mindset, and then we show you, if it's maybe like in the online world, how do you find the people you're looking for? What's your niche? Where will you find them? You know, what's your product? What's your services? What are you into? What you're aligned to? So it's very much like a hybrid course of mindset and strategy and transitioning out. So
basically, if I take the course, I'll be able to gain what I need to help me start to transition. And not only that, but having some sort of mapping, like guidance of where I might end up moving towards to.
Absolutely, yeah. Because what we've discovered is 95% of business is mindset. So that, I mean, and it takes a while to untangle the employee mindset, because mm-hmm. we, you know, even now, even though I have my own business, there's moments where I think like an employee and I have to catch myself, right? So it's not like, it's almost like it lives inside of me because it's what I've known. So it's like untangling that and giving yourself the mindset and the opportunity to see opportunities everywhere, because they are, they're everywhere. If it's kind of like focusing your mind in a way and training your mind so that they're readily available and you're not missing them. So yeah, the mindset of, you know, smashing limiting beliefs, the confidence competence loop, how to, you know, build yourself up, the passions and what makes you tick, and going through NLP, because the last time I spoke to you, I wasn't an NLP practitioner. Mm-hmm. So now I am. That NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, is laced through this course and how to use that. And maybe there's some people that don't want to leave their job. They just want to be able to like manage themselves better in the workplace. Maybe it's their communication. Maybe it's moving towards a promotion and the way they interact with their boss and their colleagues. So this course really is like a coaching element at the heart of it, but also the business mentorship and how to begin that process of transitioning out and the strategies required and, you know, the identity to embody in order to start to do that.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to tell our community before we go? The link to the course will be down below this video so you can click. Also, Dean's email. So if you want to contact him, you'll be able to do it. Just click on the link below. Yeah. Is there anything you want to share?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, like, I'm a man of my word. So if there's anything that arises during this and you want to contact me directly, I'm more than happy to answer your questions or anything like that. And I would say the one thing that stays with me is that, you know, freedom, no matter what that is to you, is that spending more time with your family, your friends, being a digital nomad like myself and Miriam, or, you know, having that geographical freedom or financial freedom, whatever freedom that means to you, is that it's a choice. You have the choice. And I can't stress that enough. So yeah, that's all I would like to say on that.
Amazing. Thank you, Dean, so much for being here with us today.
Thank you very much.
So guys, this is a wrap. So you have homework. Start asking yourself the simple questions that we talked about, you know, like, what's your genius zone? What's your why? And what is it that you can do today that will bring you more into alignment, so you can listen to that intuition and you can make that jump? And get the support that you need, whether it's Dean or whoever you resonate with. It doesn't matter. Get that support, because it's super important to not do this transition alone. I can't stress this enough. I've done the transition. I did it with support. And I can't say this enough. Get the support you need. So, yeah, the links are down below. So click on it. And that's it. Until next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.